o'clock and welcome you to the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be, actually the fastest way to pull up streams, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen and listen live, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Remember, there's just a great octopus story. I just found it last night, and it's really, really a neat story. And great filming of this octopus and this guy that saved it and rehabbed it. And, it's really, really good. So check that out on Facebook. And, it is the first Sunday of August already. It is Seafair Sunday, but we are not having a sunny, nice seafair for everybody. David Brown is in for Nathan. Nathan is stomping around as Bigfoot today. If you're going to the Mariners game, which starts a little after 1 this afternoon, which means Nathan Bigfoot will be in the Miller Lite Beer Garden for about a couple hours, like 11 o'clock, 11 to 1. Prior to the game, if you want to meet and greet and get a picture with Nathan and Bigfoot and all that good stuff, that's happening today. So, David, is it still, because you're looking, you're down in the Factoria and neighborhood, and you look west towards Mercer Island. And what's the sky look like down there? Is it still high clouds and stuff?
Yeah, there's still clouds, but there's a nice little blue patch of blue sky within the clouds, but otherwise it's just still cloudy for now.
All right. So, and it looks like, you know, the Blue Angels was canceled yesterday because of high winds, which I'm sure made all the dog people happy and so forth. But apparently the latest word we have is the show is going to happen as usual about 3:30 today. Haven't heard if they can do the high show or I think there's a high show and a low show depending on the cloud cover. But it does look like the angels are going to fly. So remember, baby oil, mineral oil, or oily ear ointment in your dog's ears. Mush the bottom, squish their little ears at the base so you can hear the oil mush around. That'll coat the eardrum and help tamp the cut the down on the noise. Happy jollies. The planes go over. Woohoo! Oh boy, it's the Blue Angels. High value food rewards. No calming, soothing, or sympathizing, or you set the fear deeper in their emotional and physical bodies. Okay, then. So we can get back to our main focus today is shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we are going to welcome back to Animal World from the Chief Cook and Bottle Washer for Help Animals India. And that is Eileen Weitraub. Good morning, Eileen. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Nice, cool morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I am appreciating the cooler weather. And boy, what I'd really like is every time they threaten that it's going to rain, I'm saying, oh, please, rain. I really need the rain. Right. But boy, it's not happening the way we need it to happen. And we're kind of in serious trouble in eastern Washington with the fires and so forth.
Oh, I know. But I did get before we get to Help Animals India, I got a story from one of our grantees in India of a Seattle story. So I'll just read
really,
the headline.
Really? Oh, well, do share.
Yeah, okay. It's on the Economic Times of India, and it says a Seattle veteran was told he had 4 months to live. He began cleaning polluted Ham Creek, and salmon, beavers, and river otters later returned. So instead of just getting depressed that he was so sick, he started, changing the creek. And they show a picture of it from being totally polluted to being a beautiful place. And he extended
his what he was working life, on like, cleaning up a creek? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. He kept at it for all these years. And it's a beautiful place, yeah. So that's what he did. He was told he only had 4 months to live, and he did that, and he healed himself too. So it's a nice story, and I got it from India. So what changed?
Well, that's really wonderful. But you know, it's a powerful lesson, Eileen. I mean, there is. Was just talking about this with a friend that's a couple of days ago. How good we feel when we go out into nature and walk in the forest. Yes. And I have a friend that's very sensitive, and the only place she feels good is out in nature and walking around the forest. And so when he got that diagnosis of, you know, 4 months to live, well, you've got a choice. He could give up and, you know, start heading out, or he chose to put his energy into working with Mother Nature and restoring that creek, and obviously it healed him. Wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story. I mean, I'm all for spiritual. People should, you know, get out and plant trees also. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing. So, you know, you get bad news, get out into Mother Nature and do something good.
Yeah.
It'll help.
Okay.
So anyway, why don't you send some, tell us what Help Animals India is all about.
Okay. So Help Animals India is located in the Seattle area. And we help across the world in India and Nepal, all the animals. And the dollar is very strong. It just keeps getting stronger. I don't know why. So we can do a lot with the dollars, and you were talking about costs with Marilyn, and you know it's like 10 times less in India to help animals. So we are a nonprofit, not a 501c3, and we don't just help in one place in India. We help different organizations that we're very familiar with because we've been doing this probably close to 30 years. And we've seen them in person, and they're all well vetted, and they're all just fantastic activists for the animals. Just yesterday, I got a message from one of our groups, and what did she say? She said, "You ease our way, so we can have dignity and can do more. That's so important. It's exhausting begging." So as we all know, it's very hard to rescue animals, but then when you have to fundraise also, and, you know, and you're just worried about every last dime or rupee, it makes it even harder. So, you know,
I just so appreciate what you do, Eileen, and what Help Animals India does. I have a special affinity to India and wanting to help because of my connection with Paramahansa Yogananda. I really appreciate Help Animals India because, like Eileen mentioned, I don't know why I have Elaine on my brain today, but Eileen was talking about the fact that they don't just help one kind of animal or one organization. That's what I just love. Eileen, you spread the wealth around, and it might be community dogs, might be community cats, it might be elephants or monkeys, or, I mean, they have a lot of other kinds of animals than we have here, and the needs are different and in many times greater. The way Eileen has set this up, she's able to channel the money where it needs to go. And that just is such a great service that you provide, Eileen. And you're saying that the U.S. dollar is still very, very strong, so our money actually goes a lot farther in India than it does here.
Well, it just keeps going up and up. It's like double from when I started.
Wow.
And, says the state of the world is not very good.
All right.
As we know.
So anything in particular or any type of animals that you want to start out with today?
There's a couple of things. Well, first off, it's happening in this country too. We have flooding, and then drought in other areas. But there are some disaster areas we're helping with because it's like 4 feet of water. And people are being displaced, and they have nowhere to, keep their animals. So we are sending money to two different states to help with the flooding right now.
So it's different areas in India that are, and is that, it's the season, is it monsoon season or something?
Yes, monsoon started. So,
and because of that, they are having some serious flooding in different areas.
Yes, it's very serious. Unfortunately, it's not raining in the other areas.
So we got drought going some places and flooding going in other places.
Yeah. But, gosh, I haven't heard of the fires like we have here because I guess there's just less vegetation,
Or maybe with monsoons, there's enough rain to keep everything wet.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah. So that's an urgent need that we got, and we were able to send, a few $1,000 for that this week, which was
wonderful,
very good.
Wonderful.
And, they can rescue more and more animals. I mean, I got a video of a cow swimming, I mean, how often do you see that? Right.
Right. And I know if, folks, if you go to helpanimalsindia.org, the website, fabulous website, great information there. But, if you sign up, for the newsletter and notifications, I guess where I see these things is on Facebook because you do post on Facebook. But I saw a video not too long ago about the flooding, right, in India.
Yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah,
you posted about that.
We're on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. And then every month and a half or even we'll send an email newsletter. So, I know everyone's overwhelmed with emails, but if you just add your, when you go to our website, the form pops up right away. Just put the email in. And that cheers me up that people in our area care. You're listening on animal world. And, we'll see that and you'd be happy.
So let Eileen know you're listening and you care and go to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter. Let's make Eileen happy. Yay.
Yeah, just every month and a half. That's all, Okay.
Right, and great newsletters though, and just packed with great information.
We really put it together as best we can. And it doesn't mention the flooding. The last newsletter mentioned our new grantee, so I can talk about that.
All right. Well, let's do that. But let's first, since we need to take care of advertisers, let's take care of advertisers, and then we will come back. And what did you say we're going to talk about?
Oh, the new place we're helping that we just added.
New place they've added in India. They're helping. We'll find out all about it. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards midway through the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They have the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway, and service will be happening, is happening right now. Service starts at 10 on Sunday, and you can stream it live from the AnandaWashington.org website, or like I do after Animal World, you can go and go to Temple and see the recorded version of service today, and that's at AnandaWashington.org. And then, no, at 11:30 today, we'll be talking to Nancy from Ananda, and all the big classes of the year are coming up this fall, so we'll be talking about all of that. And remember, Whispering Dragon Center, our sound healer, Jude Ponton, the Acutonics and the chimes and the gongs and so forth. What an incredible healer. I really needed her. I went in yesterday to see her because my body was so out of alignment. And boy, I had stuff going on that I don't usually have going on anyway, but she fixed everything. And I don't know what I'd do without her. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can give Jude a call. She'll call you back. Excuse me. Number to call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you know anybody that needs help with their dog friends, tell them that's what I do. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. Write down my phone number. It's a landline, so tell them to call me, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All right, we are going to get back to our conversation with Eileen Weintraub. She is the founder and chief cook and bottle washer for helpanimalsindia.org is the website. And Eileen, thank you again for all the great work that you do. And we talked about, or you hinted at a new organization or something that you guys are helping now. So tell us all about it.
Sure. First of all, you know, as far as I can tell, Help Animals India is the only organization that does what we do. There's many, many groups helping in India, but they're not directly, you know, empowering the local groups with, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, they're just coming in as they can. And so this new group is in a state that we haven't helped before. It's called the Punjab. It's in the Northwest. And they actually don't have a shelter. They just have an army of volunteers.
Wow.
To go out and treat animals on the street. You know, it's very shocking when you go to India and you see an abandoned horse. Or they specialize in horses and donkeys and you know, the abandoned animals. So
wow.
They'll, you know, treat them. And they want to learn about wildlife. There's no wildlife organization in their area whatsoever. So we're going to send some of the young people down to the wildlife organizations that we have elsewhere for training, you know. And, you know, wildlife, rescuing wildlife is a specialized skill, you know.
Well, I imagine, because when you say, You're talking about that. That sounds like a great thing in a brand new place that they just don't have the help that they need. That's great that you're helping them. They don't have wildlife experience. I know when you said, when you said wildlife, in my mind, I think of the wildlife we have here. But I would imagine when you think wildlife in India, it's a whole lot different, different animals, isn't
it? Yeah. And they have a lot of snakes. Snakes too. So
snakes. Wow.
Mostly, I don't talk about the snake rescue because people fear. I don't know. I just can't relate so much.
Oh well, but you can talk to me because I love snakes. My whole life I've loved snakes. You haven't heard my garter. You probably haven't heard my garter snake story, but anyway, I love snakes.
Okay. Well, they're part of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
In India too. So they're very successful in terms of the we call them vet techs. They call them para vets, and they have a lot of para vets that go around and do a lot of education too. The education is very important. Oh, right now there's a big problem in terms of the dogs. I think I've mentioned this before.
Well, I was going to ask you in general what's going on with the street dog situation, because that's been in the news for some time.
Yeah, it's still a big fight.
So what's going on currently?
She just got back from India, and her parents live in this complex, and there's big signs, do not feed the dogs. Do not feed the dogs, so the dogs have to go elsewhere. Where are they going to go? So as far as we know, they're not being, they're being threatened to round up and throw in shelters. The shelters are not very good. They'll just be, stuffed in there like, factory farm chickens or something. Right. And so it's still a big battle going on. The worst is that... The whole legal situation gave an opportunity for the people who don't like dogs at all to come out and harass, the people who like the dog. So you have a what's called a community dog, and you live in a place where you really can have a dog. A lot of the homes in India are sort of like inside outside kind of situations where it's very open to the outside. Uh-huh. And your dog lives happily outside your house. And maybe you even stay neutered and vaccinated them. But then, if other people are harassing you just to have a well-maintained dog, it's not good. But at least it's giving the people who do feed the dogs an impetus to actually get them spay neutered. Because you don't want the puppy. Oh, that's another situation I just heard about, and I never heard about this before. His temper is apparently a big problem in India.
Distemper.
I don't know how prevalent it is. Here we give the puppies the distemper shot.
Right.
Maybe down in the south, not our area, distemper is still a problem. But they're saying, well, look, nature had so many puppies or kittens in a litter for a reason. They didn't survive. So now we're, trying to get them to survive. And this man who runs this new place that we're helping, he told me that the distemper vaccine isn't strong enough anymore. That's horrifying.
Really? I've never heard that. Wow.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard that. So the virus is maybe evolving or something in India. And,
well, we know that, that can happen with some viruses, I'm thinking of bacterial infection or something, you treat with antibiotics or something, after a while it gets immune and that antibiotic doesn't work anymore. Well, the same thing can kind of happen with viruses and vaccines that they alter themselves to survive. I mean, viruses are living entities and do what they can to survive. But that is scary, Eileen, if they're finding the vaccine is not actually preventing it in all cases anymore.
Yeah, and he has to give it like multiple times or something like that. So
wow.
I never heard that before. And a lot of the shelters, you know, the ones that we don't help, they're not very good. And, you know, they just throw, you know, put the, you know, the puppies, you know, sick in the shelter and they just die there. And they don't.
Now, how prevalent is vaccinating dogs for something other than rabies? Because I know, you know, rabies is a big thing over there. And humans do die of rabies. And I think it was a child that died from rabies that started this whole controversy with the community dogs and stuff a while ago. Do people actually vaccinate for, like we do, like the DHLPPs, the combination vaccine for distemper?
If you have your pet dog, maybe a breed dog, and you take it to a private vet, I'm sure, you know, they give all the vaccines. But no, for the street dogs, it's spay, neuter, and rabies only.
Spay, neuter, and rabies. That's, okay.
That's the priority. They don't give any more than that. But, you know, for puppies, they need more of that. The puppies do. And then they still won't do the early spay and neuter because the guidelines of the Animal Welfare Board of India are like, you know, so last century or two centuries ago, I don't know. They're still saying you have to wait to 6 months or even 9 months to spay and neuter. So that's not very good because, you know, they're adopting puppies and kittens out. People don't always bring them back. You know, that goes on. Things like
so they
that.
Actually have a law that restricts when you can spay and neuter?
Through them, yeah, it's 6 months,
wow.
I think. And
wow.
But the places we help, they have gotten down to 4 months. But still not, you know. And the thing is, the animals, maybe that started because the puppies and kittens, a lot of them didn't survive until 6 months. You know,
right.
The conditions were so bad. And also, you know, some of the thinking, you know, was that, you know, they needed to develop before, you know, the techniques weren't very good, or so that's how that all started. So that hasn't been updated. Except for the more advanced places that we help, that have brought it down to 4 months. And, you know, I'm always advocating for less, but, you know, that's what it is right now. The 4 months is the earliest.
Yeah, and we do know that shelters and rescues over here are spaying and neutering a little younger than that. We're just talking to Marilyn at Meow. The average time they spay is about 3 months of age.
I thought if they weigh enough,
right.
Down to 2 months. If they weigh enough, that's, you know, according to weight.
Yep. And you know, there is, and if any of you are thinking out there, I mean, there is controversy over age of spaying and neutering for dogs and cats. More so with dogs than cats, because the spaying and neutering really young by shelters and rescues triggered a lot of research, and now we know that, you know, there's good reasons to support really young and early spay and neuter, but there's equally good reasons to support the fact that we should keep them intact longer for their muscle and skeletal development. But from my perspective, when you look at this realistically in a situation like India and the community dogs, like our overpopulation here in this country and the overfilled shelters, it makes sense to go with the early spay and neuter to make up for irresponsible humans that just won't do it. And that's the only way to start cutting down on the overpopulation problem. So it seems to make good sense to want to spay and neuter those dogs really young on the street in India, because that's one way to start slowing down the population growth.
Great.
Now, has there been any difference? And when we first started talking on the radio, Eileen, you would tell me that there were 33 million street dogs in India. Does that figure still accurate, do you think?
I don't know the current count. Wow. And we just don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And it's wow. really horrifying that they might be, you know, they're still fighting the what's called the dog meat trade in the places that are close to China. So you know, we don't totally trust the government not to ship them off, you know.
Wow. So there's a lot going we'll on see. Over there and a lot of animals that need help. And that's why we need Eileen and Help Animals India. Because she keeps track of what's going on and spreads the wealth around, so to speak, and helps lots of different, you know, organizations.
Yeah, well, you know, India is still a very special place. You know, when the Pfizer games came to Morocco, you know, they just killed, you know, all the street dogs. You know, there was no question about it.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. Wow. You know, there was a big fight online about it and to try to prevent that. But India is still a special place. You know, they have a concept of ahimsa, which means non-killing. Himsa means harm, and ah means not. So ahimsa, you know, was a Gandhi spoke. And so the concept of not killing is there. People understand that according to the religion. But as I always say, not killing and not harming is different than helping. So, you know, you can't, you know, you're not going to kill that animal, but, you know, you just have to help them too. So, you know, they live with us and they depend on us. And it's a very crowded place. India has 1.3 billion people in a landmass that is one third the size of the U.S. So wow. three times our population on one third size.
Wow,
so, you know,
amazing.
There's a lot of interaction and a very vibrant, colorful place. But, you know, if you're sensitive to animals the way we are, 1.3 billion people, if 1% want to help that, you know, a puppy run over in the road, that's 10 million people who are trying to help the animals. So at least we can do, if we're not out rescuing animals ourselves, to send a little bit away. To make their life easier so they don't have to struggle so much.
Well, so appreciate what you're doing. And so, folks, if you would like to help us with this, the first step is go to the website, helpanimalsindia.org. Great website and so informative, and the information, the photos, and all of that. You'll learn so much. And the big thing is sign up for the newsletter. And then it's every month and a half or so, you get the newsletter. Eileen does not bombard you with lots of stuff. And then watch your social media wherever you watch. I see all the posts on Facebook, very informative. Like I knew about the flooding because I'd seen what Eileen has posted. And then if you can, you know, send a donation. You know, whatever you put out, you get back tenfold. So, you know, if you money isn't flowing, your cash flow isn't great, donate more. And that's what I do. And I'm about to make a lot much more, you know, I've got to get my tithing caught up because I need the cash flow getting going again. So the more you give out, the more you get back. And if you can make a little donation, it would be greatly appreciated. I signed up. I do a monthly donation, and then I don't even have to think about it. It just happens. And if I can do that, you can do it. And it's easy to do on the website. So anyway, Eileen, thank you so much, you know, for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here again and for all the great work that you do. And hopefully some of our listeners will go to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter and make you happy today.
Okay. Well, you make us happy, Martha, and thanks for the monthly donation and of course, and everything you do for animals and making our area a better place. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And we'll look forward to talking to you first Sunday of September.
No, just really? Wow. I can't
believe
it.
Can you believe that? It just came out of my mouth. September. Anyway.
Okay.
Thank you, Eileen.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All righty, we need to catch up with advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan. Join me on Talk Cosmos this Sunday, August 2nd at 1 p.m. Pacific, as we explore the 20-degree Leo solar eclipse. We'll dive into how this alignment transforms our core desires for realigning us with our heart's inner guidance, empowering us to step fully into updated leadership roles within our communities. Journey with us on Talk Cosmos, August 2nd, 1 p.m. Pacific on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and remember that's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Can't talk to you about the ferret products because I've never lived with ferrets, but I know they're good. They've got to be. But the greatest cat vitamins ever, called NuPro Nuggets, and my Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks loves her NuPro Nuggets. We're just about the end of a whole 2-pound container. The dog supplements, really, really good. Especially so you can do, the NuPro Gold Label dog supplement, which is, focuses on skin and hair coat and, you know, everything they need, to supplement their diet. And, it's wonderful. Then there's the Silver Label, which adds glucosamine and chondroitin for joint support. And, but also does the skin and hair coat and all of that sort of thing. And the biggest thing I've noticed over the years with a dog NuPro supplement is that it, if you've got a shedding breed of dog, keeps the hair on the dog, not on your floor, which is really, really amazing. I know when Robbie Golden was around, if he wasn't on NuPro, I had tumbleweeds of golden retriever hair all over the place. But if he was on NuPro, I didn't have those tumbleweeds. The hair stayed on him until he got groomed and it was brushed and bathed out of him. But so it makes a huge difference. If you have a shedding breed, you want NuPro, either the Silver Label or the Gold Label. You can check all of them out at NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them all out online. You can order online. The dog supplement especially, you can often find at your local pet store. I know it's at mine. Or you can order on Amazon, and the price is the same. Now, and also, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Well, all righty then. I think I'll do this before we run out of time. And how about we do a little current events? Oh! current events page here. Not a lot going on. There was going to be a big event yesterday at the Northwest Stream Center, but that got postponed. I'll tell you about that. Now, let's see. Oh, there is a Bark in the Park, though, coming up this week, David. It looks like Tuesday, August 4th, versus the Detroit Tigers as a Bark in the Park. And then I think there's one more after that. I don't have the dates, but I think you might see it.
Thursday, September 3rd, 6:40 p.m. against the Athletics.
Okay, but and so there's this Tuesday, October 4th, right? With the Detroit Tigers. That's a Bark in the Park day. And then there's another one the first part of September. So if you want to do Bark in the Park with your dogs, with the Mariners, those are your opportunities. So this Tuesday, and then about a month from now in September. All righty. I think that's it. But let me see if I can't pull this up because there's going to be the event that was going to, date change. Now, for Northwest Stream Center in Everett, it's at McCollum Park. They're calling it the Return of the Sunflower Star. The Stream Connecting Sunflower Star Recovery and Salish Sea Resilience will now be held on Saturday, September 26th, 1 p.m. That it had to be postponed because the presenter was not, something happened, family emergency. So if you were pre-registered, you know, it will roll over. But it has something to do with the sunflower sea star is a kind of starfish, it looks like. And I see there's photographs of a starfish. It's really interesting. Looks like a sun. Lots of legs. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 legs on this star-like sea star, and they're in like cages attached to a rope, so it must have something to do with reintroducing these things. I no doubt we'll get more information as time goes by. And then let's see, we've got Macro Madness. It's a small world after all with Greg Green. That'll be Saturday, August 15th at 1 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. Explore the microcosmic world of macro and close-up photography. Ooh, that sounds kind of fun if you're a photographer. And then the Fall Native Plant Sale. Online pre-orders are September 1st through October 4th. You pick up October 13th through 17th. And then, so the online pre-orders begin September 1st on streamkeeper.org. And then, let's see, Birds in Our Garden, Native Plants and Garden Habitat with Julie O'Donnell. That'll be Saturday, September 12th at 1 p.m. Birds in Our Garden. Boy, that sounds, I know there'll be hummers because there's a picture of a hummer here. All right. One of my favorites coming up. Can't believe we're talking about fall stuff already, but All About Bats with Barbara Ogard in partnership with Bats Northwest, Saturday, October 17th, 1 p.m. And that's a great presentation if you haven't seen that. And then, International Fly Fishing Film Festival. In partnership with the Three Rivers Chapter of Trout Unlimited. That's Saturday, October 24th, 5 p.m. And, oh my goodness, there's going to be a Halloween Makers Market Saturday, October 31st. Oh, on Halloween, October 31st, the Northwest Stream Center market will be open. Okay, so that looks like that is everything for Adopt a Stream Center coming up on current events. Let's see if there's anything else that I have to be able to see it again here. Get that down there. Okay, then. Let's see. Now I lost everything. I get a little confused here. For crying out loud. Here we go. All right. Nope, I guess that is all that is new on current events. Then there isn't anything else old. But then next week, of course, is our energy balancing show with best and energy codes practitioner Linda Rasmussen will be here. And we'll take your phone calls. And it's really important, mark your calendars, that you be here next week. We need more of you to be calling in because Linda's got a great system going now where she'll work on you first and then work on your animal through you. But we really need more of your calls so we can do more of this work on the air. So I'm counting on you guys to be here next week and call in for remote treatments for you and your animal friends. Linda will be here and we need something to do. So please plan to call in. All righty then. So I guess that covers it. I bet that's how I get my screen back. Yay, there we go. All right, so we wrapped up with current events. But the other, you know, big current events, David, is the weather. And now we got an overcast, cloudy day today. Now, looks out my window up here north. The sun is just starting to peek out. What's it doing down in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm starting to see more patches of blue sky. The clouds are lightening up. So I think, as I said, it's supposed to gradually get sunny later today. So hopefully that'll be soon.
Yeah. So it looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit. But if I saw the weather reports correctly yesterday, we got some big heat coming up this week. Now, the big things over this weekend was the high winds yesterday, and we've got some serious fires going on in eastern Washington, and the winds did not help at all. I did a lot of praying and talking to Mother Wind and Mother Weather and asking her to calm things down, so a lot of focus on putting out those fires in eastern Washington, and a caution to everyone. We really are in a drought, and we have not had near the rain that we need, and we're not getting the consistent rain that we would normally get in the great Pacific Northwest here. Every time I hear it's going to rain, I say, oh, please, rain here, and then the best I've gotten has been, you know, it spits rain for just a little bit and maybe gets the ground wet, and then it's done. That's not enough. Not enough. So we need more rain and all of that, but looking at the weather forecast ahead, David, I heard the dreaded 90s mentioned last night, like Wednesday, Thursday possibilities. What are you seeing for the week ahead here?
Well, you know, I work in Auburn during the week, and yeah, Wednesday is going to be 91, Thursday is going to be 92, Friday 87. I mean, tomorrow's the cool day at 80.
Wow. So not only do we need to be, you know, everyone take personal responsibility, especially if you're driving and so forth, about keeping in mind that the you know, outdoors are so dry. And you've got to be just very, very careful that you not do anything that might start a fire. There is a statewide burn ban for the next 2 months. So, I mean, that's August and September. We have a statewide burn ban, no outdoor burning. And as much as I would like to, I did not get to my spring burn pile and all of that before the burn ban started. And as much as I'd like to get out there and burn my burn pile, and I could say, well, and I'll be responsible and have water ready and hose and all of that, it's just too big a risk. And I certainly won't be doing that. And I expect all of you to, you know, do the same and be very careful about what you do and not taking a chance at starting fires and that sort of thing. The other thing is you got to be real careful about your animal friends, especially your dog friends, and taking them in the car with you. Because I'm going to repeat again, on a 70-degree day, if the car is sitting in the sun, with even if the windows are partially rolled down, it only takes 10 minutes for the interior of the car to heat up long enough to start cooking your dog, or your kid, for that matter. So please be careful and think ahead as to whether or not you take your dog with you. Please don't take them if you have to leave them in the car somewhere. And if you park your car in the shade, remember that the sun moves. So you need to check on it very frequently, and in 10 minutes it can change and your dog could be cooking. The other thing, I've read some really seriously bad stories, David, of people leaving their dogs in the car and then the car on, and some of these are like Teslas or something that you can leave it on, the air conditioning on for something you leave in the car, but then it automatically turning off or something, and then there's an issue. And at any rate, just be very careful, and my advice is don't take your dogs. Make sure that you aren't confining them at home in front of a window, or there have been bad stories over the years where that has killed dogs, being in the sun because they couldn't get out of the sun, coming in through a window in the house or a slider door. And then be real careful with your kids. Still, I've already heard some stories this year about parents that, you know, it's not part of their normal schedule, so they take the kid on an off day and they forget the kid's in the car and go to work. And it's, you know, the story is not a happy ending. So if you have to take your child somewhere and drop them off, my advice is you put something with your child in the back seat, and David is holding up his phone.
So I would say cell phone is the number one thing you want to put back there, because everybody
needs
their phone.
So put your cell phone, you know, something you will not leave without. Put it with your child. Or your dog, for that matter, if you think you're going to forget them. But put it with your child so that when you get out of the car, you're saying, oh, where's my phone? Oh, it's with the, I forgot the kid, you know. Anyway, that's, you know, what helped trigger your memory so you don't leave your child in the car. So be careful. Be cautious with your dogs, with your children, and let's have nothing but good stories around here and the warmer weather, and keep cool. All right, so that's going to wind us up for hour number two. And coming up is animals24-7.org and the farewell interview here on our regular Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday. So I will be welcoming Merritt and Beth back for their last regular view with a tear in my eye. It's going to be a little bittersweet because I so appreciate them. Anyway, we're going to get on the love train, and you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join me on the love train. I'll cruise by and pick you up, and let's send love all over the country, all over the world. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love trains coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and animals24-7.org when we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh,